called Song of Shaking. There'll be about two more after this. Don Juan talks to Carlos about going out and meeting an animal and having the animal talk to him, and relates in some very hilarious episodes how he went about trapping, for instance, a magical deer, which he realized at one point when he was in Mexico was stalking him. And it made him aware of his presence by whistling, a weird, very strange kind of whistle. And Don Juan knew it wasn't a real ordinary animal because no animal had a whistle like that. So Don Juan said, all right, what shall I do? How shall I attract this magical creature? And he worked out all of the alternatives. What would a man do who was just not a hunter, not a warrior, but was just a man wandering in the woods? And he would hide, he would run away. What would a warrior do if he was prepared for it? He would arm himself. He would duck behind the closest cover, which he would already be aware of. Worked through all the various kinds of things that could be done, and decided, or had decided beforehand, that he wouldn't do any of those things, because all of those things were anticipatable, and no magical being is going to be attracted by anything trapped in routine. So what he did was stood on his head and began to cry and whistle himself, he tells Carlos, and that then, lo and behold, before long, the magical deer came up behind him and was nuzzling on his ear and saying, why are you so sad? And don't be sad, and things. And Carlos says, wait a minute, Don Juan. He says, you mean this deer talks to you? You know, it actually talks to you? And he said, you know, of course. And then Carlos was fascinated. He was at the same time incredulous and fascinated. He didn't believe him for a minute, but he wanted to know what he said anyway, you know. Real toads in imaginary gardens. And so Don Juan related the conversation in a very stupid way, which was, how are you today, Don Juan? Fine, thanks. How are you? It's good to see you. You know, these kinds of banal things. And finally, Carlos shook his head, and he said, it was certainly a dumb conversation, Don Juan. And Don Juan says, well, what do you expect? After all, I'm only an Indian. Later, Carlos talks with an animal, the coyote, and comes back, and he just blithering about his experience, and Don Juan has an enormous amount of fun poking at him as he says, but Don Juan, you know. But the kind of talking that they seem to be talking about in there, I think is a fairly common, quite common phenomenon. I'm going to assume so anyway. Today, out in the woods, an old tree found me. It said, I am you, and a chorus of whispers blew by where I shook. I am you, it said, with no words, no words. Big tree, dead, huge memory of itself collapsing to feed the green shoots ringing its base. And the babble of whispers blew by where I listened, their small voices, hard to hear. We, they seemed to say, we are becoming you. And the shaking stopped.